You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of September 28th, 2016, and this week we decide whether we're going pro.
Welcome back to the Experience Points podcast. I'm George Albor.
My name is Scott Justin.
We're the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net, a site dedicated to the serious but not humorless conversation about video games. And we're back, motherfuckers!
Well, it's almost like we never left. There was a little bit of a weird gap, but we haven't podcasted for damn near a month.
A damn long time, yeah.
But I was on vacation. The magic of editing, it was almost seamless.
Fucking season two, dude. Let's go. Here we go. Womp, womp, womp. We got some new music, some sound effects. I'm going to put like a cow noise right in here.
Before we left, we lived in a pre-PS Pro world.
That's true. Yeah, we were in the PS4 Dark Ages. No, I mean, we knew the PS4 thing was coming.
I enjoyed living in that world more because that's when we were living in the world of Project Neo.
Yes, Project Neo. Yeah. Man, why is it that projects have cool code names? Like, PS4 Pro is not that.
Is it cool?
I think it's as cool as the word cyber, which we've seen ample use of on tonight's presidential debates.
Well, also it fits with the Sony brand of naming their projects after Matrix figures because Morpheus was the VR set.
There you go. Here's my idea, though. Yeah. What if you don't name the PS4 Pro the PS4 Pro? You just call it the PS4. Instead, you change the old PS4 to PS4 Casual. You know, really make that, emphasize that divide.
Instead of inspiring new potential customers to purchase a new device,
shame
old customers.
Exactly right. It's just good business sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about this new proto console generation, because one of the big things that was announced while we were on our little hiatus was this damn thing's coming out on November 10th.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's like less than 2 months away.
That is.
Oh my God.
So we should talk a little bit about
it. Why do I have to go on vacation and spend all my money on like fried chicken and stuff?
Wait a second. I stand by that decision. But did that chicken support HDR?
It did not, unfortunately.
Let's discuss the PS4 Pro and, by kind of extension, the upcoming Scorpio next year.
Yes.
I am trying to not come across as super cynical about this.
Okay.
But I'm having a hard time coming across as anything but cynical about this.
Okay. You are begrudgingly... you're not going to upgrade, I presume.
I don't think so. I mean, why? You know?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I just don't... It feels like
this
is
that's not on you to answer. That's on Sony to convince you.
I guess that's true. But I mean, it's weird for us who, like, this is our hobby. Like, we pride ourselves in understanding, you know, what the latest technology could do for us and, what the, gaming ecosystem will look like.
You know, when we're talking about, like, hardware upgrades, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that comes up all of the time in regards to PC gaming, right? Mm-hmm. If you just bought, a 970 graphics card upgrade for your PC.
Yeah.
Incremental changes are the norm in the PC gaming community. Yes. We're very much aware of those. So whenever we look at some sort of hardware upgrade, and this is a hardware upgrade, right? They're not selling this PS4 Pro as the PS5, for example. This is just a sort of a quality upgrade, if you will. Then you sort of have to justify it in those sense. Like, is it worth it to make the jump?
Yeah.
Can I wait until the next jump? Right? Mm-hmm. There's a certain framework of thinking about it. So I think it's very normal for people who are used to PC gaming, not just because they likely have PCs that are probably just as powerful as the PS4 Pro.
Easily more. Like, I mean, they've crunched the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I think it's harder. It's a harder sell because people don't generally upgrade as soon as a new, say, graphics card comes out.
Yeah.
They need to justify it by saying, is it a big enough jump for the dollar? Because we can wait.
Yeah.
Because graphics cards come out all the time. Every year there's like a new graphics card and you could sort of wait it out.
I think that's a good point. Because the increments are much smaller.
Yeah.
And you can easily go years without upgrading a graphics card. But when you do, there will be a noticeable and sizable difference.
Yes.
When
Lara Croft's hair will look amazing.
Stress effects. I mean, the difference for me was I went from a video card that could not do 3D to a video card that could do 3D.
Right.
Which is, it can't do great 3D. It's only a 970, yeah. but like it's the minimum viable that sure. you could do. Whereas like the PS4, I mean, there's not that huge cliff, you know, like right. you can still, Sony is mandating that you still be able to play all the same games
yeah.
on this. Sony's but, mandating yeah. that VR will work on PS4 and PS4 Pro.
I feel like they're like, in an uncomfortable, like, lose-lose scenario
yeah.
in that regard there, right? Mm-hmm. Because if they were not to mandate it,
yeah.
and therefore make the PS4 Pro actually a little bit more interesting, because then developers would have to develop for it and yeah. try to maximize it, right? Then everyone would be complaining, oh, this isn't backwards compatible. What mm-hmm. have you done? Like, this is, I don't want to make this jump, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Keeping it in one environment makes sense. Like, that is, of course, what they are going to do and have to do. But then as a result, because developers are going to be designing for the, you know, the lowest yeah. common denominator, it's harder to justify going all in on the PS4 Pro,
yeah.
right? Unless you know for a fact this particular dev is really excited to exploit some of its capabilities.
I mean, you're going to see... Well, you already are seeing, like, Naughty Dog is going to push a patch out to Uncharted 4 to be sure. like, oh, you want it 60 frames or do you want it HDR? Like, here yeah. it is, but you can still play
can
it.
Can I have it both? That's
well, that's that looks like it's the answer to that is probably no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just this... You're right. It's a lose-lose scenario for them because they probably didn't want to, like you said, alienate folks right away.
Yeah.
Although I do think this will lead to more, like... It will lead to a more gradual yet much broader alienation.
Yeah.
Because this is the first step towards, like, Phoneville, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's no... There's very rarely a hard limit of when your phone is outdated.
Right.
You could theoretically install lots of games on your old iPhone 5, but they'll run like crap.
Yeah, I know, because I have an iPhone 5.
Like, you can launch them,
right.
but they might not work. And so you're getting to this point where you're going to have this certain set of consoles where it's like, yeah, you could launch Uncharted 6, but, you know, have fun at 20 frames per second.
Like the sort of gradual decline
yeah.
of the old PS4 quality.
And it will... I think the reason why I'm most kind of irked by this is that the compromise for buying a console has always historically been you will sacrifice customizability and power for convenience.
Yeah.
And this is the first step towards losing that and also still not getting customizability or power.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I mean, at the same time, it's not an outrageous cost. I mean, $400 was the price of the PS4
up until like a month ago.
Like this year,
yeah.
right? So all they're really doing is saying, hey, if you haven't already bought a PS4, just buy the yeah. PS4 Pro.
I think
it's still a good quality upgrade. Yeah.
That's the play. Like, if you don't have this already,
right?
Like, it's clear, like, you should just get this.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm actually leaning towards getting it.
Mm.
And the only reason I'm leaning towards getting the PS4 is not for Pro, is not because I think that up-resing some game to 4K and HDR is going to be, like, that huge of a bump. Yeah. But because I actually really like to watch movies and television shows, and I don't have a way of streaming or acquiring 4K content right yeah. now. I mean, I need to upgrade my television as well.
That's something... what I was going to ask, because, like, so are you in the market for a 4K TV?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, 4K televisions have dropped in price dramatically over the past few years.
This is, like, the first, probably, winter that it will be okay for a normal person to get, like, a 4K TV.
And then, you know, like, I'm using the same TV that I bought years ago that you helped me purchase, like, before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, my TV is, like, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, starting to show
mm-hmm.
wear and tear, right?
Yeah.
If the televisions are in an affordable price range, then the PS4 Pro to me seems like a really good entryway to 4K content. What I found kind of upsetting, and I found this out only yesterday, was that the PS4 doesn't have an Ultra HD Blu-ray player in the hardware.
Yeah.
So you're limited to streaming or downloading 4K content.
Yeah.
My internet is actually pretty good, but it's not fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's certainly hiccups. So if I'm going to be streaming 4K content on my shitty Comcast internet, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm getting, you know, artifacting or something like that, that would be a really not ideal experience.
Yeah.
So I am kind of flabbergasted that they didn't include 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray player. Jesus, the fucking terminology.
I think
whereas the Xbox One S does have that.
That's, to me, it's so strange how that's, like, because Sony is usually the hardware pusher. Right. Like, the PS2 was the reason why so many people got a DVD player.
Right.
And and the PS3 was the reason why so many people got a Blu-ray player.
Totally,
You know, and it's strange that now Sony is like... I still use
my PS4 as my Blu-ray player.
And I mean, I think... I don't know, I guess supposedly maybe they did the math and it just doesn't work out, but it's surprising that they would step back from that when they're on the precipice of, here's a new physical media format, and we're not going to buy into it.
Well, I kind of suspect it might be a play for pushing their HD 4K streaming service. Because Sony has Ultra, which is a 4K streaming platform, and it's entirely streaming only.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't have the possibility of playing the Blu-rays, then you might as well just buy a cloud version of whatever 4K content you're looking to stream. If you're on the Sony environment, then you might as well use Sony's streaming service, which is actually pretty expensive. It's like $30 per film with no renting options for 4K content.
So you purchase a 4K film for $30. It's tied into your PlayStation
account. If I want to watch the next fucking Macklemore live performance in HD and I buy it on Ultra, then I can stream it to the PS4 Pro.
Those 4K Beats.
I mean, I imagine, you know, what Sony has, what's their TV service? It's part of PSN now.
PS View.
PS View.
PlayStation View.
They were sort of pushing that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got like a home on the PS4 store when you go in there. I imagine if you've upgraded to PS4 Pro and the UI is updated, that there's going to be sort of this good push for their Ultra service, which makes a lot of sense. So, you know, maybe they figure, well, two birds, one stone, right? We're going to be pushing more 4K TVs. Sony also produces TVs. We're going to be pushing a 4K streaming service. Fantastic. And therefore, we can justify a lower price point for what is essentially replacement of our existing PS4 hardware.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, like, that makes perfect business sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think that... because the only streaming so far, like, for normies has been, like, YouTube... It has some 4K stuff.
You mean for 4K content?
Yeah, and Netflix has some 4K Netflix, stuff.
Amazon has some. There's a couple other services out there that do 4K content.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one of the reasons I want to get into it in the first place is I'm the type of person that is, like, obsessive about having the ideal viewing experience.
Yeah. Well, I mean, by cutting out the physical media drive, they're losing people like you. Like, they're like... Because I still know people to this day who are like, oh, I will get the Blu-ray instead of stream it on Netflix because I don't want any compression.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, definitely that way. To be fair though, a lot of Blu-rays and 4K videos that you buy will also have a download code.
Yeah.
So theoretically, you know, they're one of the same in terms of you using them. And I'm sure that's going to be the case for like Sony Pictures 4K content, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier in that sense. You can also download it ahead of time. And I love... I mean, I'm sure you could do this on the Xbox One as well. I don't know. But I can, you know, prep downloads the day before I ever intend to watch something and sort of have that coming in. So I feel like it's still a good way of entering that environment, right? Like, current 4K Blu-ray players are between, like, $400 and $800. Like, they're
really?
They're still not that cheap.
Man, that's nuts.
I mean, I could be wrong. But last I looked, they were still pretty expensive.
Yeah. So, well, even if it's in the neighborhood of that, you got to believe that probably the Scorpio Xbox's answer to the half-step console era, you got to believe that it is close to that $400 price point that Sony's coming out at.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's the same argument as why we all bought PS2s and PS3s, where it's like, well, we want a DVD or Blu-ray player. We might as well get an Xbox in same box.
How many people did we tell, like, oh, if you're looking for a Blu-ray player, just buy a PS4. It's like roughly the same price.
Yeah.
And hey, if you ever want to play games ever, you can.
That's true. Yeah, it's I mean, it is kind of a forward to me. It's a forward looking move to be like, we're going to bet the business on streaming and we'll take a little bit of a hit early on, but we don't think the licensing costs are worth having the physical drive. Totally. We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Which is generally not how Sony operates, which is kind of which is kind of interesting.
I mean, I think, you know, whenever there's a new piece of hardware, and I think this is true for the Xbox One S or whatever, it's gonna be true of even like the Wii and stuff, right? Like, you are paying when you're an early adopter of technology, you're sort of yes, I mean, especially for phones, you're paying for like, oh, look at me, I'm an early adopter.
Yeah.
But you're also sort of investing in the future that that hardware might bring about, right? So there's not a whole lot of content that's going to be great on the PS4, right? You're not going to have like a ton of HDR options on the PS4. And if you're looking to play high-res gaming, your home is and always has been the PC market, right? But, you know, if you want to support the more HDR content and more 4K content for consoles, and you pick up a PS4, then you sort of are contributing towards that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not... I don't think 4K is going to die if nobody buys a PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
But I think there is something to say of like, hey, you know what? If you have enough HDR content to, that interests you and 4K content that interests you, and in my case, I do because I really value like high-res films and television shows, then it does make sense to pick this type of thing up.
I was thinking about just the kind of the more... You know, the more casual console gamer, which is like, okay, how do I decide what to buy? And then I was
versus this and the Xbox
One. Just period. Okay. Just the PlayStation Slim versus PlayStation Pro. Like, and I was just reading through this blog post on the official Sony blog, might I add, where like they have like a matrix of like, well, if you have 4K content or 2K or less content, and here's 2K and 4K and 4K HDR on the side, like, who is this for?
Who's like, the graph for?
Like, who's like. For us, we already know, right? Like, we already know kind of, like, what the deal is.
Yeah.
For someone that doesn't already have a console, are you really expecting people to do, like, this amount of research for your thing?
No.
Like, I mean, it's it just seems like this is... It is complicated because they're not willing to abandon the previous machine.
Yeah.
They're, it's necessarily complicated because they have to push the benefits of the new one without calling the old one a piece of crap.
Okay, well then, how about this, though? How about this, right? I think that it's the idea of talking about like HD content is just complicated, period.
Yeah,
it was complicated when we were in the 720 to 1080p change, right?
Yeah.
Like with the war between what HD DVD and Blu-ray, like people were super confused all the time.
Oh, the war.
And, like that's why people like you and I exist, right? Like people will come to you and go, dude, HD DVD or Blu-ray? And you go Blu-ray, of course, because they're going to win, right?
We're like streaming, idiots.
Yeah, like Laserdisc. It's the only way to be sure, right? It's always going to be complicated.
Yeah.
So by setting the price at $400, which is comparable to what the PS4 is right now, you just say, look, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We've got you covered.
Believe us, it's slightly fancier and you want it.
Yeah, it's slightly fancier. And if you want to be ready for, you know, HD 4K content, then hey, you are. That's it. That we're done.
Yeah.
Whatever. People don't really... are going to have a hard time differentiating between... something that is upscale to 4K on a non-4K TV or something like that, or on, even on a 4K TV.
I mean, people are going to have a hard time looking and noticing the difference of 4K in general unless they upgrade to like a 60-inch TV.
Right.
You know, like that's... Also, we should talk about where you're going to put this TV because I want to come...
Huge! I think I can probably fit like a 50-incher in my stand.
The TV that is out in the living room right now is 48.
I could probably fit that in my existing stand.
Cause you, I mean, we could do some measurements, but because there's some bezel to deal with.
Fuck, dude, I've thought about getting projectors and stuff.
I know someone with a projector, and they really like it. I mean, as long as you can, as long as you have enough room, like in the
and
back,
and can shut out the lights.
That's true. Yeah,
like a vampire.
You have a dark room.
Yeah.
Are you at all intrigued by what this will do to the actual games? Like, what does the gaming landscape look like now that we have this, like, multi-tiered model?
I mean, I feel like people already work within that environment now when it comes to, you know, the PC space and different consoles.
Because you have to have something that will run on a 1080 and a 560 or whatever.
Right, exactly. Like, there are games out on the PS4 that look fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And there are games out on the PS4 that look like hot garbage, right? They are for the same console.
Yeah.
Some of them have been designed by... equally large studios, right? So there's already a whole lot of diversity in that space in terms of how they're using the hardware. It's not going to be that different is the way that I figure, right? Like the companies that care, that really want to put out high quality 4K content as a selling point will do so. And maybe, hopefully, it'll justify picking it up in that format. At the end of the day, if I'm going to place something like a single player game that is that I want to look absolutely gorgeous, I'm just going to buy it on PC and play on my PC because it's really good.
I mean... theoretically, I mean, that's the problem though. Like, there's gonna be like when we played Dark Souls, we both played on PS4. We had the option to play it on PC, but I assumed to myself, I was like, well,
but Dark Souls has multiplayer.
It does, but you can do multiplayer on the PS, yeah, on the PC. And I was like, well, sometimes the Dark Souls PC ports are flaming dumpster fires. So like maybe I'll do on the single SKU. They can optimize towards one hardware thing. Like it makes it more. It makes me even lean more towards the PC, where it's like, well, I might get something on the PS4 that has a wonky frame rate because perhaps they are paying more attention to the PS Pro. So maybe I'll just do the PC anyway. Like,
do you think you'll have the option to turn off some of these features?
They were talking about that in this blog post, and the details are a little sketchy, and it seems like it comes down to developer by developer choice. Where like,
I mean, that sucks though, because because then your exact concerns are valid, right? Because at that point you're going to be looking up like, okay, Uncharted 5 or Uncharted 6, like what, you know, how exactly do you handle HDR? How do you handle 4K upscaling? Like every single time a game comes out.
Yep. I mean, and they even have said in, you know, press releases, blog posts, so on and so forth, that developers have a choice like, okay, well, maybe if you have a TV that doesn't support HDR, you can instead opt for like lock the frame rate at 60,
right?
Or you don't have a 4K TV, but maybe you have some weird HDR thing, and it's like, okay, well, I can do that, but I don't care about the resolution. So like, there's a matrix of options for every game now, which might not be too terrible for people, but
I mean, no one's gonna go into their menu and like start tweaking shit out.
Except for the people that already would do it, and the people that already would do it are
Probably gonna play on the PC.
Yeah. But it makes me sad because I know I'm gonna go over to people's houses, and even still to this day, where I see people stretch a 4x3 image across a 16x9 thing.
But that's always been true though.
I know, but now it's gonna be true for the console too, where I'm gonna be like, oh, cool, you bought a 60-inch TV and you haven't even turned the HDR on. Cool.
Well, but like how many people have we seen that have bought like, oh, I bought this brand new gorgeous TV and the settings are for like the display in Vivid that you see like at Best Buy?
Probably 90% of the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible, right? Yeah. When I got my new PC monitor, I was like looking for dead pixels that were flashing green and red, and like Nicole walked in and was like, what are you doing?
It looked
It's like I'm in a scene from Brazil and I'm about to climb into the internet or something, right? Like there are people that are obsessive about that kind of stuff and they'll deal with it, you know? Like that's sort of what they do.
I'm thinking also about VR when it comes to this too, because this is also a very tenuous time for VR, because there will be benefits to VR on the PS Pro, which is super dangerous for Sony, because there's millions of regular PS4s out there. And if that frame rate isn't steady on PSVR stuff, people are going to start vomiting.
Yes.
And like that stuff will not catch on. Like you can't lock that shit behind PlayStation 4 Pro. However, I mean, you will get a better experience in VR on PlayStation 4 Pro. Yeah. Like that's unquestionable, right?
Yep.
But they still have to force developers to support both SKUs. And so what type of VR experience will people be getting as their first VR experience?
Do you think we're going to get the thing where this happened with Kinect, where you get a little sticker that's like, better with Kinect, right? Like, better with PS4 Pro.
I mean, you should just put that sticker on every single game.
I guess it's technically true.
I mean, I think, does your plan of purchasing this also push you towards, oh, maybe I should also get a PSVR because I'll have the optimal SKU for PSVR? Because you will now. I mean, if you purchase one of these things.
Well, I'm not going to get a Rift now that I found out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Man, that's a whole nother fucking pod. Man, we leave the podcast world for a few weeks.
I go to the Deep South one time.
Shit goes crazy. So basically, you're now between a Vive and a PS.
And to be honest, I was already leaning towards the Vive in terms of VR.
Yeah.
You know, I was going into this thinking that the PS4 Pro was going to be like $600. Like that was sort of my guesstimation about how this next piece of hardware was going to cost.
Yeah.
At $400, and I do plan on getting it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, because the PS4 VR is my next cheaper option. I mean, the cost of buying a PS4 VR and a PS4 Pro is $800, which is the equivalent of just buying the Vive.
Yeah. Well, and you may be, VR might be the last area where you can have the console simplicity. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to have to worry about finding the right drivers or like tweaking the game in a certain way, because if they do it right, it's all going to be part of the box and part of the standardized software updates that get pushed out to every single game. Like, theoretically, there will be less tweaking to do in with a VR rig connected to a PS4 than there will be with a PC. So, like, if your goal is to have an easy VR experience, or if your goal is to be a VR ambassador, it would be way easier to just boot up the PS4 and say, "Here, Mom, check this out," rather than like, "Okay,
here, Mom, come to my game.
Sit down on my gaming rig and like, hold on, you have to do the fucking lighthouse sensors or whatever."
I mean, to be fair, my gaming rig is not like this fancy like gaming chair. I don't have like fucking neon lights all around my room like blazing.
Mom, don't touch the water cooler.
You don't have to like enter my game room through like an arcade cabinet like fucking Tron or something. Like, no, yeah. Although I really should fucking like dry ice machine just start spraying all over the floor.
George, I thought you had a bedroom. Oh no, that's my gaming lair.
Hardcore synth music. Mom, just step into this room real quick.
Step into the VR zone.
Yeah, let me just rub you down with our VR jelly real quick.
Is that a compelling thing now? Like, you maybe PSVR is an even more compelling package.
Well, what's
weirdly enough because of the PS Pro.
I mean, what I think is especially nice is, if a friend owns a PS Pro or just a PS4 even, I could take my VR unit and say, "Oh, you not sure if you want to pick up VR? Let me just bring it over and I'll show you."
Man.
You know? And it's on the go kind of experience. Plus, I'm going to be one of those nerds that like rigs up a backpack with PS4 in my backpack.
So you can do a third
at, like,
person.
At a convention and then just like wear the VR goggles. I mean, the thing that's always pushing me towards the PC space for VR is just ease of access for indie games.
At
the end of the day, you're locked into the Sony market. Yeah.
And just experimentation in general, where you can have developer quasi support or update an old game to like support VR, like,
or even look at content that isn't specifically game related, right? Yeah. Like, who knows what sort of VR
porn short.
I was gonna say short film.
It could be an adult short film. Yeah.
I mean, most porn is watched for what, like 2 minutes. So,
I mean, there won't. I highly doubt that Sony's 4K streaming experience will.
I don't think it's going to include pornography.
They probably won't broker any deals with, you know.
That's an untapped market. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel like it is. It makes it more alluring to do VR on PS4, but it also makes it more dangerous because you will have these two separate SKUs and the low end is, I don't know, like, you start to really get into like physical illness at a certain point.
I mean, but if you are a developer and you're making a VR game and you're running it on like the lowest possible, you know, regular PS4 and it's making people barf, you've already fucked up on the way, right? Like,
I guess,
nobody
yeah.
wants to release a game that does that.
Yeah.
Right.
But they might have to, or they might weigh the options and be like, you know, the only people that have these VR headsets are the people that probably already spent money on PS Pro anyway. So, sorry, guys.
No matter what, this just makes things more complicated. Like you said, right? Like, what do reviewers do?
Yeah.
If you're a game reviewer, are you now obligated to play on both systems? And so you could say, oh, well, it actually looks really great on the PS4 Pro, but it looks like hot garbage on the regular PS4 or vice versa.
It kind of harkens back to the day where cross-platform games were much more different, like, you know, GameCube versus PS2 versus Xbox original. Like, you'd have to say, like, well, I played on the Xbox, so it's going to look a lot nicer than the PS2, but the GameCube one. We're just back at that area where people have to make more disclaimers, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something that I'm going to go over to your house and watch cool TV now.
Hell yeah, dude. Like 4K, like Star Wars episode, whatever we're on, 10, 12.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have one a year. So
The
next one will have to be in 4K
and
potentially, you know, whatever the new Star Wars experience is.
I mean, the problem is I'm going to have to start replacing all of my Blu-rays, which I've already done for my DVDs. So it's just like another cycle.
Well, I mean, Sony's argument is like, hey, don't replace your Blu-rays, do it one time. And like, you know, except, you know, they're obviously going to have whatever is after 4K and then charge you, you know, again for that, which, you know, might not be the case with all games. Like, it sounds like some developers are just going to upgrade games rather than charge for them.
Yeah.
Although the blog post that Sony put out is very specifically says, like, developers, it's up to developer discretion as to whether they will charge for a PS Pro version of a game that you already have. But I feel like you'd have to be a pretty ballsy developer.
Well,
to, like,
you know, I actually think it makes sense for games that have been out for a really long time.
Like if it's a remaster, I suppose.
Yeah, or I mean, like, say for example, you know, they have the capability of making it 4K, but it's going to take some developer work, and the game came out like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
There's not a huge incentive for people to replay it. When you're releasing a 4K upgrade or a PS4 Pro upgrade for those games, you're really just doing it for the hardcore fans. And at that point, if you charge $5, like, who really cares?
Yeah. Okay, last question on the Scorpio. Yes. There's already been some fear, uncertainty, and doubt cast in Sony's direction about, like, oh, well, actually, what you're doing is, like, 4K up-resing. Like, you're not native 4K, Same as what Sony did this generation with, which is, like, oh, you're not even native 1080p. Like, you're running at 900, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're upscaling.
Does that at all influence your decision around, like, what you want as your media? Like, not games, but just, like, if you're in it for the movies, like you're saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, upscaling is not ideal. I mean, you want it in its native format.
Yeah.
I think the biggest selling point is the HDR, to be honest. Yeah. Because having, like, deeper colors...
I've never seen HDR live. I don't think... Oh, actually, no. I saw one in Best Buy one time. It looked pretty cool, but that was the only time.
I mean, it's pretty rad. Yeah. And, like, my TV, especially, like, I don't have great lighting in the room that my TV is in. Darker blacks would actually be pretty rad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, are they curving TVs still?
Are they curving TVs? Yeah. You could buy a curved TV. I mean, it only makes sense if it's fucking, like, enormous.
I remember that was a thing for, like, 1 year.
I want, like, a vertically curved TV.
I want a
like, a funhouse mirror.
Yeah, I want TV. A concave TV where it's curved
and
all the way around.
And then project it in a way, though, where it doesn't distort that image
at all. It's just, like, it just envelops you in a weird way. I guess that's just
a dome.
That's just a VR headset, I guess, now that I think about it.
A 4K dome.
Yeah, that's...
I think the question is, am I going to buy a 4K Sony TV in hopes that it's optimized with the PS4 Pro?
Yeah, unknown. Which is weird because in that Sony blog post that we were reading through, they don't even shill for Sony. They're just like, Sony does make TVs, and we make quality TVs, the end. Like, they don't even say, like, we want you as part of the Sony ecosystem, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a very strange marketing tack that they're taking.
Yeah, it's pretty... I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty weird. To be fair, I have a Sony Bravia,
I mean, Sony TVs are pretty renowned for being high-quality TVs. It's just that Sony got into trouble when they realized, whoops, people don't buy a new TV every year.
Yeah, and then
their TV business started tanking. But, like, now that people are getting 4K, then time to spin up those TV factories again.
Yep.
Hmm.
I think the question is, how soon... Yes. Am I going to do all this stuff?
Yeah.
Because generally people don't buy themselves Christmas gifts, you know?
But when you're a grown-ass man...
You're right. I'm a grown-ass man without children, so woohoo!
I mean, it's... We are entering the time of year when purchases like this make more sense because...
There are deals and stuff.
There's deals. There's new SKUs that come out just specifically for the holidays. Like,
I mean, this is going to be like a Black Friday deal. Like, this is... I bought my PS4 on Black Friday because I got, like, suckered into it with my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
You only had, like, 3 stab wounds afterwards?
Which it was actually pretty remarkable. It makes sense to, like... If there's a bundle, like if there's like a Titanfall 2 bundle or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Man. Yeah, this is...
The problem, though, is I'm going to end up buying a PS4 Pro before I buy a 4K TV. Because what I'll know is that I will spend at least 2 months trying to decide which TV to get.
Yep. The painstaking process of like having 50 tabs
open. I'll have
open.
Like fucking like graphs open of like pros and cons.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I still think you'll, even if you go with Pro right now, you'll get like the frame rate
that's
stuff,
true.
And
yeah,
like you'll
get
the, you know, the whatever power.
I won't have
increments.
HDR though.
That's
my
true.
TV doesn't support it. I don't think.
Nah, I doubt any of our current TVs do. But you'll be able to see the glorious ruffling of the Dragon Fox in immaculate 60 frames per second.
That's true, yeah. That's
while
true.
I'll just be on my own,
like
seeing it chunk along. In
like a peasant.
Peasantly 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
That'll be the difference between Game of the Year and Garbage of the Year.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
ExperiencePoints.net is our website. ExperiencePoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And I would love for people to reach out if they consume 4K content now, actually.
Yes.
Because, you know, you and I are big, like, hardware people, but yeah. I don't actually know very many people that have a 4K setup.
Nope.
Because, one, you have to have the discretionary income to buy that stuff. And, two, you have to actually give a shit about, like, high-quality content.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, 1080p is just fine with the size of their television. So reach out if you do have that type of content, if you like it, and if you're going to get a PS4 Pro.
And tell us what TV to buy.
Tell us what TV, TVtips.com. We are, that's taken, by the way. We are on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever you can find your podcasts. Go ahead and leave us a review. It helps us find listeners for our season 2.
This time it's personal. All right, everyone.
Back in the habit.
Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.